Tom, what you doing with your bad self, KB4CPA?
Well, I was just listening to Jerry Reed.
What you got to say?
He's talking about marrying a gal and getting divorced and how he didn't get the better part of the divorce in his song. Surprised.
The way it goes. Kind of like that, well, what's the joke in a country song? Somebody's losing a pickup truck and a dog and a mobile home.
Well, he starts out with, I decided to be good about it. He says, she got the gold mine and I got the shaft of the gold mine.
Heard that one. She got the gold mine, I got the shaft. Oh, man. Well, you know, sometimes it's just cheaper to stay married.
Well, you know, it's funny. You should mention that there was a couple across the street got married a while back. And one of them was 82, and the other one was 69. And that lasted about 10 days, and he told her to take her stuff packing. And I always learn you don't take sides in a situation like that, because here it is about 30 days later, and she's been over there all week with him. So I think an armistice may be at hand. I don't know.
Sounds like they're trying to patch things up, so who knows?
Yeah, that's after she moved all of her stuff back way down in Georgia. She was about to sell her house, and she didn't, thank God. And they're both wonderful people. But the guy, he's rather strange. He's real quiet to himself. And she had two dogs and a cat, and he already had a dog, and it was all three them yappers, like Bichon Frises and pugs and whatnot. And they wonder why we don't come over and visit more. You can't believe the decibel level of those dogs.
Oh, like a yappy dog. I mean, you know, give it something to eat or something so it'll be quiet. Oh, me. Used to drive me crazy. Have to go visiting, and they'd have one of these little chihuahuas, and they'd act like they were going to eat you alive. And they'd be snarling at you and barking, and I just wanted to drop kick it into the next county.
When I used to deliver papers, these ladies, they'd always go back to get their money for the paper someplace out of their purse. And, oh, he won't bite. He'd be one of them Pekingese or that little Mexican chihuahuas. And they'd run over and bite you right in the back of the Achilles tendon just as soon as they got out of sight. One of them wound up on the couch one day, and, oh, did you hurt my dog? I said, oh, no, no. I said, he just got scared and ran away.
Well, good for you. Yeah, I had one do that. I think it bit. I was watching it, and it bit. I was walking down the street with the preacher, and we were visiting, knocking on doors, and the thing bit him in the heel. And the owners were standing out on the porch. Oh, that dog won't bite. And I said, well, he just did.
And then I found out. Don't believe it. Well, I got something to resolve their problem right away, but they never seemed to be receptive of it. And it does it at 1,000 feet a second, so especially the cats. But I love dogs, but I'm more a golden retriever or Labrador or collie or something like that. I don't like the yappers. Well, Dave, I got my compass in the truck. I haven't slewed it in, but I notice it goes off. I don't know if you got to push some button to make it go or not, but it worked. I got my 2032s from Amazon, $8.32, I think it was, delivered to the door. And, you know, I looked at them at Walmart, and they were $9.38 for four of them. So I think I got a good deal. And these were Energizers.
It just takes one of those. Is that correct?
That's a fact.
Work. It'll come on, but it says low battery, and it gives some... It gives like a code, like N0A11 or something, and then the screen just goes blank, and that's all it'll do.
Oh, Dad, burn it. I'm sorry. Well, I got the good one, apparently, because mine works, and it seems like the... I just compared it when I was sitting in the carport. You know how that does with metal around. But sitting in the carport, it was pretty close to what my cell phone said. And I don't know if it's going to stay that way or not. I got sunglasses on. Let me see, it says I'm going southeast now at 137 degrees. And I know that ain't right. I'm going north. So I guess I do have to calibrate this thing.
Calibrate it, but... You know, once you get it set, it'll be fine. I was going to put it on my motorcycle. Each one of our cars has that built in, and I like that feature. But it would have been handy on my motorcycle.
Well, maybe it lost its flash memory or something. I don't know, Dave. I've had them for over 10 years, and they sit there. That's why I said I wouldn't take anything for it, because I just didn't know. But I'm sorry it didn't work, Ned Burnett. Anyways, I'm just about home, and Bernice has got barbecued Cornish game hen, potato salad, baked beans, I don't know what else. But she made a batch of these blueberry orange muffins this morning for a snack. And I ate five of those.
No. I love blueberry muffins. Those are, I tell you, cut them open, put your big dollop of butter on there, and oh, man. It's some good eating. Well, I'm pulling in the driveway here. We're actually visiting my our older daughter, and we're gonna do. I always bring them a Valentine gift, so we're gonna do that. And so let me jump out of here, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Dave. Boy, it's a gorgeous day. We're truly blessed. And I have to explain those muffins. They're those little miniature cupcake things, and I'd say they're an inch and a half in diameter and about an inch and a half tall. So it isn't near as bad as what I led you to believe. But all those things are delicious. And they're called blueberry orange muffins. I already took the neighbor over some. 73, Dave, you have a good day, and I'm out of here. I'm sitting in the drive, KP4CBA and 0TR clear.
I believe a word of that about the muffins and things. I bet they're big around. I bet you couldn't even hold them in one hand. Well, you have a good one, Tom. And behave yourself if you can. And we'll talk later. Always a pleasure. 73 is in 0TR, KP4, CBA clear.